Great. Today's Midah is called Halomed Almenas Lasos. Very important conversation about the relationship between Torah and between mitzvos. Okay, so the Gemara says in the Yishalmi of Brachos that if someone learns Torah without any intention to fulfill mitzvos, as far as he's concerned, as far as she's concerned, it's just studying Hashem's will, intellectual stimulation, they enjoy learning about Jewish culture, about the customs of the past, but they're not engaged in trying to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. The Gemara has some very, very harsh comments about that person. The Gemara says that it's better that that person had never been born into this world. But it didn't say it that way. The Yishalmi says it's better that his mother's womb had turned upside down and he'd been a miscarriage. Why does the Yishalmi employ such graphic language? Because a miscarriage, sadly, is a perversion of the world order. The world is meant to be. Hashem created the world under natural, healthy conditions. The fetus gestates for 9 months and then is born. That's how the world survives. That's how the world repopulates itself. Chas v'shalom, when there's a miscarriage, the order that the world was intended, was designed upon for its own sustenance, has been inverted, has been, unfortunately, malfunctioned. So the natural order is, Kadosh Baruch Hu expects you to study Torah and to fulfill mitzvos. If you sever the two and you study Torah without any interest in mitzvos, so it's an equivalent of a miscarriage. Like the order that Hashem intended has been perverted. It's a tragedy. In fact, it's probably true that if someone, well, not probably, almost definitely true, that if you study Torah without performing, without any intent to perform mitzvos, it isn't even considered the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if you came to me and said, look, okay, I know it's a bad thing, I know that it's inappropriate, but do I at least get the mitzvah? You don't even get the mitzvah. You're not even making the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you, should you even make a bracha on it? Let's say you came and said, I'm just studying the Torah for intellectual interest. Though even, we're talking today about the relationship between Torah and mitzvahs, between studying Torah and the willingness to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, we know that it's important, but why is it important for the study of Torah? We're always trying to find how each of these traits in this list of 48 enables Talmud Torah. We know that without mitzvah performance, your Torah is meaningless halachically, your Torah is meaningless philosophically, experientially, but how will it help you in the actual process? How is it a kinyan HaTorah? So part of the answer is, and I've said this several times, is that studying Torah is not just intellectual. It's existential. Your success in Torah is not a product of how many brain cells you have. It's not a product of how hard you work, although it can be facilitated by those two. It's how much you want something, how much you really care about it, how much you really are invested in it. Retention is, what do you remember? You remember sports because you really care about sports. You remember your birthday because you really care about birthday. You study hard for your biology test because you want to be a doctor and you have a vision that I will need to know human biology to perform my tasks as a doctor. So we both understand as well as retain information that we deem important. So if Torah is just seen as just some other study and it's my Jewish culture and I'm the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, I want to know a little bit more. So it'll be one level of engagement and immersion. But if you see it as Devar Hashem and you're driven to fully understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll be more successful at Talmud Torah. Well, part of the way that you see it as Devar Hashem is a reflection of how you see it as Devar Hashem, but it also generates your ability to see it as Devar Hashem is mitzvah commitment. If you're committed to mitzvahs, if you truly believe that this is Devar Hashem, that you want to encounter Hashem not just on the page of a Gemara, but you feel that putting on tefillin every day, even though you may not understand it fully at this stage, is the most, that's what I'm looking for, is the most enhancing thing you could do for yourself this morning. You may understand it. You may think taking a jog is more enhancing. You may think taking a walk. You may think having a morning coffee. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu legislated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to put on tefillin, that is the most important thing for myself, not just to fulfill Hashem's will. I say, Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is I shouldn't eat crayfish. So eating a crayfish is the worst thing I could do. It would be the equivalent of drinking COVID viruses. Okay, COVID viruses, science can trace. Eating crayfish, science can't trace. You can't just trust science. Science is just one discipline, and one discipline, and it provides access to certain types of information, not access to other types of information. So the relationship between Talmud Torah and mitzvos is the more invested you are in mitzvos, the more engaged and embracing you are with Devar Hashem. The more engaging and embracing you are with Devar Hashem, the greater success you'll have in Talmud Torah. Now, of course, it also works the other way. You'll start to see, Mirtz Hashem, let's say Shavuos. You're learning Beitza also, MTA? So you've learned Beitza for about 3-4 weeks. You haven't learned that much about Beitza, but you learned a little bit, Erev Tavshilin, you learned a little bit, Dina Yamtav. Hopefully at some level, even with that 1 month, a couple weeks of learning Beitza, when we experience Shavuos in 2 weeks, it'll be a little bit more deep. You'll understand what Yamtav is, you'll understand what Ochel, not like you'll be cooking in the kitchen, but at least you'll know what Ochel Nefesh is. You'll think about the difference between Yamtav and Shabbos. I remember after I learned Masechta Sukkah with Rav Lichtenstein, my Lulav Esrog that year was completely different than it ever had been, because I understood all the halachos, and I understood what the halachos symbolized, and I understood what the symbols themselves were. So, of course, Torah should backwash into mitzvahs. Not just that mitzvah performance should enhance your Talmud Torah, but when you study Torah, it should turn your mitzvahs into something deeper, turn your mitzvahs into something richer. But the reason that Lomed Almanas Lasos is included in the 48 portals of Talmud Torah is because mitzvah performance enhances Torah. Now, I just want to make sure you understand the difference between mitzvahs and Torah. Not that Chas Hashem they can be severed in our world, but mitzvahs are not eternal. When you get to Olam Haba, there's no mitzvahs. There's no lulav, there's no sukkah, there's no mezuzah, there's no basa b'chala, there's no body, there's no house, there's no fingers, there's no plants. So mitzvahs are limited to this world. Torah is eternal. When you get to Shemayim, we'll still be learning about Hashem's will and interacting with Hashem's will through the Torah we study. In this world, they're inseparable, because in this world, we're human beings, and Hashem wants us to fulfill His will, not just to study His will. So if you try to sever the two, you've aborted Torah, as I said before. But in terms of the longevity and the durability of Torah, every word of Torah you study will be, which is why you place such a premium on Talmud Torah. Okay? It's been an easy day, everyone. We should continue to comfort ourselves, comfort our Amiso. Okay? Good morning.